President Bush has taken some criticism for the hands-off attitude he took toward the Israeli-Palestinian conflict during the beginning of his presidency. The executive director of the Madison Jewish Community Council agrees that doesn't appear to have been a very good policy, but he applauds what the president's doing now, taking Israel's side against Palestinian violence. And he says September 11th showed how important this is to the whole world.
What's happening in Israel may be the harbinger of the newest style of warfare in the world, of these individual suicide bombers. Before that takes over the world, maybe by the U.S. standing with Israel and learning how to destroy those kinds of terrorist operations will be, in fact, what saves this world.
But the Islamic Society of Milwaukee's Othman Atta says comparing Palestinian attacks on Israel to the September 11th attacks on the United States is wrong. That's because Atta, a Palestinian American, believes Israel started the Middle East problems years ago by taking over Palestinian territory and making life horrible for people there. And now he says it's getting worse.
We've heard of now executions that are taking place in Ramallah, which the Israelis have closed to even the media, and to human rights activists. They've taken over a number of hospitals. Again, these are considered war crimes according to international law.
Atta wants the United States to stop giving Israel arms and funding and condemn violence on both sides. Atta says there can be no peace until Israel first stops its unjust occupation of Palestinian territory. Morrison of the Jewish Community Council says the Palestinians should take the first steps toward peace by disbanding the terrorist groups. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.